Okay. Did that answer your question okay, John?
Yeah, hopefully it does. It just doesn't always
Yeah,
appear like
definitely.
it was even doing a minimum of a half hour every day. And I've talked to my VA before about the call scheduling, and I don't know. I just sometimes don't feel like it, they're actually being called every day.
John, if you want to get on the phone with me after this, we can certainly pull up your account, and I can go through and pull it like a daily list of what has transpired on your account, and I can sit down with your VA and kind of do a one-on-one
Sure.
if you'd like.
Yeah, that's with Pam, John. So she will follow up with you after this call to schedule that time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Definitely, if you guys feel like you're not getting your leads worked in a timely manner, always serve that up to your VA. Always, if you're not getting anywhere from there's a team lead in charge of your account as well. Serve that up to the team lead. And if you still aren't getting anywhere, contact me, and I'm happy to jump on and find out what's going on with your account. So I'm here to make sure that the machine is running smoothly. And if I need to step in, I certainly can.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any other questions? We've got some updates. There is a manual. The manual is about ready for Dreams. Pam has had her team working on that since the event, and it is about ready. It's, I believe, 150 pages right now. It is very comprehensive, has lots of screenshots, and hopefully, will be a great tool. As soon as that's ready, we hope, within the next week or two, we will be mailing that out to you all. So you will all get the manual.
You guys are
That come
our you guys are definitely our higher level clients. We're still finalizing it. Would you guys like to maybe receive an early copy, knowing that it's not complete, and we've got some changes coming to it? But would you guys like to take a look at that and help us give us some feedback on it?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll send it to you electronically, and once we have it finalized, we'll print it and we'll send you guys all a copy printed.
Yeah, so
Great.
okay, so we will definitely do that. We will email that to you, like Nick said, as an electronic version. And we would gladly appreciate and accept all feedback you have on that too. And then once we have the final hard copy, we'll make sure you all get that.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
Do you have any flowcharts in the book, like how to access, actual where things are? Because I'm still finding myself forgetting how to access certain window editing functions and things.
In Dreams, like kind of a site map almost.
Yes.
Is that something that's in the manual? If not, that's definitely
That's
something we should
something we can
add.
add to the manual. It's not in there currently.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, that should be pretty shouldn't be hard to do. For because they've been really been in the system and they know where everything is now. So that should be
Well,
pretty
that would
easy
be
for them to
great
put.
because to really be able to have a quick way to look at that would be huge, because there's only certain ways into certain places, and it's hard to remember.
All right, Monk. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Pam, did you want to tell them about the
So we had an update,
Yes, please.
recently pushed on Monday. You may have already noticed this, but on your closed leads tab, there all the way to the right now is the date that the lead was closed. So that's just another quick reference, so you don't have to, if you're looking for your most recent one, you've got kind of a visual now that you don't have to open every single lead to find out when it was closed.
Also, Nick does have a call next month on the 10th regarding multiple users. So he's getting on the phone with the programmers to, you might want to
Yeah,
elaborate on that a little bit.
that's
Yes.
come out of that's coming out of beta now. So all the bugs are kind of worked out there. So I have a call with the developers as far as rolling that out on April 10th. So we'll keep you guys updated on that as well, because I know that's been a highly anticipated feature, having multiple users with different permissions for each type of user. So we're excited about that one. Let's see, another thing, Facebook. I talked to you guys about running some test ads for Ron. I got Ron to record a video and I'd be happy to share that with you guys. His talks a little bit more about his experience in the Jacksonville area and how long he's been buying and selling houses and, you know, why he's the guy to go to. But I'd be happy to share that with you guys. We don't have results on it yet. I'm getting access from Pish today to his Facebook ads account. And we're going to start testing some ads on there for finding sellers. We've already had success finding buyers, but finding sellers is something that we haven't cracked in-house here. Lynette said that she has some success with it, but we're gonna get some here and share that with you guys.
Cool.
Okay.
Anybody else have questions, or anybody want to tell us any experiences or successes that you've had since the event?
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
please.
If
I may, I have a yes lead, and I was trying to, for the call last night, the alumni call,
uh-huh.
I was trying to email it to the alumni call, but it wouldn't go through because they couldn't, you know, I guess it's secure, the Dreams is a secure system. So is there any way that we can do that, I don't know, in the future, or they just said I had to print it out and then send it to them.
You could actually, you can email it to us at vipservices@globalpublishinginc.com.
Okay.
And we can have Ron take a look at it. I don't know if you guys caught Ask Ron last week, but he actually did some live deal structuring. We requested leads from students for him to go over on a live Facebook Ask Ron session. So if you didn't check that out, it's on your Gold Club site. It's posted. It's the 324 edition. But we will be doing that. He wants to do, you know, start accepting leads that students need help with or want to know, you know, what his exit strategies would be and what he thinks about the deal, where he'll do that with the Ask Ron session. So you're always welcome to shoot us an email, you know, and ask us if he's going to be doing it this week, or he's actually going to be at, he's at Quick Start in Seattle this week, so I'm not sure if he's doing a live session on the road or not, but we can get that over to him to take a look at, Laurie, since you didn't get it, since you weren't able to get it in.
No, can you expand a little bit more on Dreams? You said it was secure and you couldn't. What couldn't you do there? Because I'd like to try to help you through that.
I may, I sent I tried to send the lead sheet over. I emailed it to Gabby, to VIB Services. Then I called her to follow up to see if she received it. She said I can't get in the Dream system, that she couldn't pull it up. Does that make sense?
Got it. So did you copy and paste the link to her or something like that?
I just did the lead. When I looked at it, it just had the dreams on it, and then the email had the dreams and then some numbers afterwards. So I didn't copy and paste it.
If you could, we'll get it from Gabby, but if you have that email, if you could forward that to us, then we can take a look at it and see either if there's a problem there or if just something was done wrong. Gabby
may not have
access to Dreams. Yeah, okay. Gabby doesn't have Dreams access, so that's probably the issue there. But if there's something we can add to like share a lead, as far as emailing or downloading and you know something like that, then we can add that in there. as okay. a to make it easier for you guys. So
as
there's
a
less
function,
steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an email this lead type thing or something like that.
Sounds good.
That should be pretty easy. Again, that's something that's pretty easy for them to add. It just has to go into the feature request. So. Okay. Does anybody else have any? Is anybody doing anything unique to find leads from sellers or buyers that they've had success with that they might want to share? All right, so I guess it's just me with this Facebook thing then.
What is stopping you guys from doing some Facebook ads?
Has anybody had any failures doing Facebook ads or just haven't tried it yet?
Haven't tried it.
Haven't tried it.
All right. Facebook is huge. In the marketing world now, we've actually started using it a lot for Gold Club. We just got 70 new members over the last week. Whereas before we were getting maybe five a week, it's really really big. Pam was just whispering that we just attended a conference. Traffic and Conversion Summit. So mainly we were there for Global Publishing, trying to figure out ways to more ways to market Global Publishing effectively. We picked up a lot of good tips there. One thing, and I think I talked about this a little bit in our implementation power days when you guys were here, was basically keeping the conversation where the student is now. Facebook Messenger, text messaging, those are the ways that you communicate with people that are close to you, and those are should be the ways, like whether it's in your business or your family, that should also be the way you communicate with sellers, buyers, things like that. So anytime you're offering a way to contact you, I would encourage you to include a number for them to text or send you a message on Facebook Messenger if you're advertising on Facebook. And it's much less threatening, and people are already doing it, so there doesn't take much effort for them to switch, to pull up your website on a computer or something like that. You can just have them contact you directly. Does that make sense? Have you guys worked with any companies that do that kind of thing?
Sure. Hey, Nick.
Yes.
Monk here.
Hey, Monk.
In the texting world, I'm a total neophyte on the texting, but it would be nice not to get everything on my personal cell phone. There must be a way that you set up a dummy text or something. Are you going to go
Absolutely.
Into that feature?
This is actually already built into your Dream system. It's AMP.
Okay.
The AMP system handles text messages. So
okay.
You'll get a phone number. You get a phone number through AMP, and you can have people text that message directly, and you can manage all of those texts in Dreams and reply to text messages
there
in
you.
Dreams.
Okay. And that'll be in the manual,
That will be in the manual. After we're done here, I'll do a little screen recording. I'd like to do a screen recording and show you guys how to do that. So I'll
That'd
send that
great.
Out to you as well with the recording of this call.
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
Kurt Miller here. Just wanted to check to see, is there anything on the Gold Club as far as like a tutorial on how to set up the Facebook ads? I know we kind of whipped through that, and unfortunately I didn't reinforce it as soon as I got home, and I've kind of forgotten most of it. And I am going to have one that I need to set up for at least for buyers anyway. One of my tenant buyers is moving out, and I'm going to have to get some buyers again for this house, and I would like to try to set something like that up. Is there anything on the Gold Club that you can think of that talks about setting up the Facebook ads?
No, there's not on the Gold Club. Now, it is in the implementation Power Days manual that you got there. It's step-by-step with screenshots there on setting up an ad. So you can follow that. But if you run into any problems with that or any suggestions on what your headline should be, we can definitely help you with that.
The ads or the fan page?
Okay,
Facebook
cool.
ads. And your manual is on page 128.
128.
Not the Dreams manual, not the New Dreams manual, but the implementation day manual.
Yeah, your manual that we gave you at the event, if you check page 128, you'll have screenshots and step by step there.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Anybody have anything else? Any other questions? Or you guys have been kind of quiet since the event.
Yeah, remember, guys. I mean, if you want to know what you want to know, then we can give that to you and either add those features or create quick tutorials for that. Because if you guys want to know it, then everybody else does too. So.
This is Mark.
This is John. This is John Friedenbach. There's one thing you could do in the VA services where it says, like, how many yeses and how many no's you have. If you could just click on those and have them pop up, it would be great, instead of having to go back through the closed leads to find them.
Okay, so, yeah, right now you can click on total there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not. No. All right, so you have to view all leads. I see what you're saying. So you want those numbers to be able to click on that and only pull up your yes leads
mm-hmm.
or your no leads.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to just click on that and have them pop up, and instead of having to go back and go through all the closed leads to find them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that would be so that's just a couple steps. That's us adding a filter on closed leads and then having linking those numbers to go directly to those filtered leads. You got that?
Yeah,
that makes good sense.
All right, we'll add that request too.
Second that motion as well. It would be nice to be able to just click up there and see what they've been working on this month rather than trying to dig through whatever you have to dig through to get to them.
Sure. Yeah, this is great feedback. Anytime we have people using the system, and what your pain points are there. Those are things that we can definitely make easier and save you time, save us time. Okay.
All right, anybody have anything else?
Yeah, Monk speaking. I just want to say I've worked with Abby a couple times on the Dream site, and that's been helpful, but I'd like to say this call has been incredibly helpful.
Yeah, it has.
Oh,
well,
as weird as that sounds, and as little you help bring back, you help bring it all back. So this is good.
Good. So the goal is that when we get on this call each month, we will record it and we'll update and send those out. We also have our next implementation workshop is next week, actually. So we expect to, we're using a lot of your feedback that you're providing as well to make that even better and continue to improve. So we definitely appreciate all your feedback, too.
Okay.
Yeah, if you guys wouldn't mind, how about we set a goal? Of course, not required, but in your best interest. I'm going to be running a Facebook ad for Ron. If you guys can each, run a small test, hopefully get some leads out of there. And then we can compare all of our notes, compare our successes and our failures to see what's worked, what hasn't. And I can analyze your ads and take a look and see the results and see what problems there might be there. As I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'll send you guys Ron's recording that he did. You're going to have to modify it, of course, for yourself because he talks about how he's been buying and selling houses for over 30 years here in the Jacksonville area. Although I guess if you bought a house 30 years ago in your area, then maybe you've been buying and selling houses too for that long, even if it was your own residence. I guess it depends on how much you want to bend the truth there. But
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna hopefully you guys are all on next month, and we'll follow up on that. And see if you want to send me your results as you're going, or if you run an ad and you get nothing at all, send it to me. I'd like to take a look at it and see if I have any feedback on it. We can take a look at your audience that you're choosing. Remember what we talked about in the meeting. You don't let Facebook encourage you to expand and expand and expand your audience. Try to get as targeted as you can for the people that are most likely to want to sell you their house. Not just people that may possibly sell you their house, people that are most likely to do it. And you'll get the best results there. All right, guys, so I've got a few things to get to you. So I'll work on those. I'll get you that tutorial video of using the text messaging in the AMP system and getting that set up. We're going to get you an electronic copy of the manual so that you guys can look over and give us some feedback there. I'm going to get you the Ron's Facebook, the recording that he did, so you can create a script from that and modify it and possibly either do use a copy from there if you don't want to do a video ad, or create a video ad yourself, or even have somebody on Fiverr create a video ad for you. Okay.
Yep.
Anybody else have any questions, any successes, any failures over the past month? All right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you all for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Go ahead and mark your calendar for next month.
And, what day?
That is actually the 25th, April 25th. So fourth Tuesday of every month, you can plan on it. Last Tuesday of every month, noon
at
Eastern
noon.
Time. Yep. And we will send reminder emails, so. But just so you can have it already blocked out.
Did anybody not get Debbie's reminder email yesterday?
I got it.
I got it, but didn't see it. It said Debbie on it. So.
all right.
So maybe the six other people that are not on the call are the ones that didn't get it.
Maybe so. All right. Thank you all so much. And remember, you can always shoot us an email anytime. We'd be happy to help.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.